the all-new Thrive Global Network. Sit back and enjoy MediaTV.com.
Live on Thrive.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise.
Good day, evening. I almost said Monday.
I know. Isn't this weird?
It is. You are listening to Thrive Weekly Magazine. And we're your co-hosts, Mary Nicholson.
And Kelly Williams.
Thanks.
Know them. Yeah, you'll get to know them very well.
You'll get to know our voices very well, too.
Well, welcome. We're excited.
Welcome to Thrive Global Network. Our show tonight is based on that, how we got here, where we're going. I'm so excited. How about you?
We are. We've been like giggling for the past 30 minutes. We're so, we've been sitting here getting ready for the show.
And that's with less than a cup of coffee.
Yeah. I've only had a sip. I'm waiting. So we really don't need the caffeine tonight. This could get crazy.
Exactly. When I was coming across the square, I saw a couple runners. Was that your running clinic, do you know, or do they do a group?
They do a group, but the running clinic, the first clinic ended last week. It was the last one. They're going to start back up in the fall. So,
gotcha. Yeah. So that's something new for Kelly's personal fitness.
It was the first running clinic that we did, and the running coach, it was an 8-week clinic. The running coach was fantastic. She'll be starting another one, a couch to 5K starting in the fall. And the next level for that last group, you know, they were couch to 5K, so they'll go to the next level in the fall.
Wow.
So it's pretty neat.
And you have kids fitness now?
We do. We have a kids boot camp that another trainer I brought in to do that. He's certified to train children. So we've had that starting this summer with the running clinics, and then the nutritionist on board, and then of course all the personal training going on with me, and then I have another trainer that helps me with that, and another trainer in the works. So
you're staying so busy.
Yeah, yes, I do. That's all right. It's a good thing.
That's all right. Exactly. So we're here to talk about Thrive.
Yes.
And I thought we would talk just for a few minutes about how we met, for those that don't know our story.
Yeah, because we really haven't talked about that in the past. Well, we've been broadcasting for 3 years, so we haven't really talked about our story.
3 years? What did we talk about for 3 years?
We could talk for 8 years or 20 years. We have no problem with that. But really, we haven't talked about the story of how Thrive developed since we aired initially.
Right.
So
right.
A lot of our listeners don't know.
Exactly. Well, for me, it started 3 years ago, this month, wasn't it? Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Because I met David with Rev Media at ICRS.
Right.
He was just starting out with his radio, and I was interviewing, and he offered me a radio format talk show to interview whomever, whatever I want to do with it. So I did that from August until December of that year.
Right.
And then I started feeling it wasn't right for whatever reason. It was, I was booking guests and it was rolling, but you just know.
In your heart,
Yes. Yeah. And at the time I was still caregiving, so I thought, well, maybe it's just I need to devote more time to him, or maybe he's going to need me or something. I didn't know why. I just knew.
Right.
So I contacted David and said, you know, I'm having these feelings like I need to go on hiatus. I don't understand it. I don't know the future. But I'm going to go ahead and stop doing my show. And at that point, he was like, okay, well, I'm not going to let you go. You can stop, but I'll put you in archive and keep running your show.
Right.
And then February is when we met.
We met thanks to your husband. Actually, we had gone to, we've gone to church together for a long time, but we never really, we were cordial to one another.
Right.
But we didn't hang out or, talk. We just were cordial at church.
Right.
And then your husband, Mike, approached the church one Sunday. Actually, though, I think we had already done an interview. Had we? I don't remember.
Yes. Yes. Because you had been on the show.
Yeah.
Two or three times.
I think. So you had heard about me, training and as a personal trainer and gearing more towards women at the time.
Right.
And so you invited me on your show. And
weren't you just getting started?
I was just getting started.
That year?
Okay. I was just getting started in another gym. You know, I had been training with another personal trainer at his gym for a little while, and then you heard about it, or I don't know how that all transpired, but then you asked me to be on your show.
In the bathroom.
Remember that? Yes. And I was so excited. I was like, I can't believe this. And so I was so excited about being on your show, and it felt right.
Didn't
you know, when you were interviewing me, but in the show, it excited me so much, and it just felt... I felt something,
yes.
You know,
me
it
too.
Felt right. And then I came back for another show a couple of months after that. And then February of that year, your husband, Mike, came to me at church and he wanted to do something for you. He wanted to give you a night to yourself. So he asked me if I would go with you to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't tell her. We were transpiring behind your back. And that's where it all started. I know. And we were just planning, and that's where it all started. That's where our friendship started. And that's where we really got to know each other. So.
And bless your heart, you're a Dunkin' Donuts girl, and I took you through Starbucks not even knowing
it. Oh, it was okay. Coffee's coffee. I mean, you know, if you can't have Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks will do. But
that's where we bonded, though.
Yeah. And we found, you know, we really, as we got to know each other, we found out we had so much in common.
Mm.
And the friendship, you know, on top of the show, I mean, the most, to me, I
yes.
love the show, but I think our friendship means more than anything.
Absolutely.
You know? And the things that God has done in this friendship is just like nothing I've ever experienced, ever.
Mm.
And,
same
you know,
here.
That in itself was incredible. But then he gave us a ministry together, which, I mean, how it can't get any better than that.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You've got your best friend that is... Best friend doesn't even describe it.
Yes.
You know what, our friendship. And then we get to do
ministry
together. Yeah.
That's a cool part about it, because we were at church one day just being friends.
Yeah.
And that's when the whole ministry idea
yes.
was birthed. So it's like out of the friendship to the ministry.
Exactly.
Not vice versa.
Right.
You know? Which is why when Kelly and I are talking about go get a friend.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
We know the value of having that friend.
And you know, with our ministry together, you know, it's something that is so fulfilling because we share together. But then just life, you know, life happens, and just be able to have, I mean, even when you know, your husband doesn't understand everything because he's a man and,
right.
you know, he doesn't get it all the time.
Right.
Just to have, you know, that person you can go to with everything
yes.
about life. You know, there have been moments in the past 3 years that we've been doing this together that I think I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for Mary.
Same here.
And so, you know, it's just incredible what God has done with this show, with our friendship. So when we did our interview together and then we went to the concert.
Yes.
We knew that that God had started something incredible at that
mm.
point. And then something transpired when in my life at the time that it was a tough spot, and I called you, and I had been sharing it with you, you
mm.
know, and then it just got to a critical point, and I called you and said, can you meet me at the church? I just need to pray with you together at
right.
the altar, you know.
Right.
So we went and met at this, began to pray about life situations.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there, I don't know, what, 3 hours?
I was going to say, true to our form, 3 hours
yeah.
just flew.
It didn't seem like 3 hours, but we were there praying, crying, and praying for 3 hours. And at the very end of it, that's when God just opened the door, and it blew us away, because we began to share about, we had been holding back on some things that we were feeling in our heart, because we were still new in our friendship, so we weren't
yes.
sure, she's going to think I'm crazy if I tell her this.
Well, as busy as you were, I'm thinking, you're not going to take on a radio project, you know, and it's like, I'm going to feel so stupid.
And I was thinking, I know nothing about what this, you know, radio broadcasting, I know nothing about it, but I loved what I did with her. I felt something,
right?
And I felt like it was something in my heart that we were supposed to do all the time together. And I was so afraid to tell you, but we went there.
You said, I'm so afraid to tell you this, but I feel like we should do a radio show and I should be your only guest. I'm like, that's so cool because I feel like we should do a radio show and you should be the only one with me.
And we were in shock and awe that we had both been feeling it. God had been impressing upon both of us.
Yes.
The same thing. Yes. And that's where it all started. I think it was a week later, we had a professional photographer take our pictures. We came, you know, together for the show. We began to, I mean, it was immediately. It just started.
Yes.
We started broadcasting and here we are, 3 years later.
And after the commercial, we're going to make an announcement that changes everything you just heard forever.
It does. Another open, huge open door for us.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the big announcement you've been waiting for.
Kelly and Mary broadcast each week from Square Perk Cafe. Patrons savor home-cooked goodness and sip on fabulous coffee. It's no wonder Square Perk is known as the place where friends meet. The place Kelly and Mary call home for Thrive Week magazine. Like their Facebook page or give them a call. 678-712-6464. We'll be right back.
And some things never change. We are still here at Square Perk.
And you know what? Crying babies, it's quiet. No big prayer groups going on.
Yes.
Usually we have some noise in the background.
Yes.
And we usually have our server coming, which I'm hoping she's going to come soon. I'm ready.
People, we are still doing this on less than a half a cup of coffee.
We are still going strong with just a little bit of coffee.
But we love them.
We do. They're going to be here in a minute.
That's right. So one of the things that Kelly and I realized in doing our show was our feelings about spirituality was different.
Mm-hmm.
We were more grace, mercy based than judgment.
Right.
And that set us apart immediately and not always in a good way.
Right. The thing is that was something else, you know, initially in our friendship, I thought she's going to think I'm just really out there, you know, the way that I feel and the way that I think about things. And you know, how my relationship with God, I feel that even that is different than the ordinary, the way I was raised, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as we began to share about that, we began to discover that we had the same view and the same feelings. And it's crazy. It's just crazy to think that there's someone just like me that has all, you know, almost. And I'm probably a little more weird than you, but
no.
But you know, just as we began to share, even that, you know, matched up, and I was like, God, this is too good to be true.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's what we've done for 3 years.
Yeah.
To share how we walk out our spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say religion. That kind of has a negative connotation right now.
Yeah.
But our journey and how we have incorporated our careers and our family and everything else. And, you know, we speak to women and we will continue to speak primarily to women.
Right.
But recently David offered us a huge undertaking. And as of tonight, we are officially launching what?
Our own network. Oh my gosh, it feels so crazy just to even say that, you know. I mean, it's still so hard to grasp, isn't it?
I know.
Wow. So we have our own network.
24/7 programming. It's ours.
Thrive Global Network. And that says it all. It is global. To literally reach the world with the message of mercy, great God worldwide. We have, not that we didn't before.
Right.
But the avenue, it's not just a one-lane road anymore, or two-lane road anymore. We have a interstate going here. You know,
it's not a 30-minute thing anymore.
No, it's 24/7. And I'm still speechless. It was just, you know, the crazy life, the radio show, everything. We had to go looking for nothing.
Mm.
Everything that we are doing was brought to us from 3 years ago to today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can't help but think, and I'm not giving us a pat on the back,
right.
but for 3 years, we have warred for this. We've been through some serious warfare.
Yes.
I mean, I know everybody has warfare, but sometimes I think, what is going on? This
yes.
is,
yes.
But we have warred for this. We mm-hmm. really have, and I think that God, I know that God is honoring the fact that we didn't give up
yes.
in the midst of all that we had to endure to. And I'm not trying to make it sound like, yeah, this has just been some burden. It hasn't been.
No.
Week after week, our show, coming together with you and doing our show, is my saving grace.
Same
so
here.
Many times.
Same here. But with all ministries, you're going to get hit. You take
yes.
it on the chin, and sometimes a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes Kelly and I would say, why?
Yes.
Why are we getting hit so
and
hard?
How much more can we take?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
but we
yes.
would push through, push forward. And honestly, there were nights and days that we would air our show that I don't even know how we did it.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we were going through such intense warfare. But we did.
We did.
And we did it anyway, hoping that no one would be able to sense in our voice that we were dealing with some hard things. You
right,
know?
Right.
And I'm guessing no one did, because look what's happening.
And when this came up, we both were like, well, that makes
yes.
sense, you know.
Yeah.
And we were both saying, I hope this is not in vain, you know.
Yeah,
because
all
we
the time.
Both got pretty beat up like the month before.
Exactly. Oh, extremely the month before, and not knowing what was going on, you know.
Yes.
Thinking all along, okay, God, am I doing something wrong?
Exactly.
Have I done something wrong? Am I
yes.
doing something wrong? No, that wasn't it at all. But for the listeners who are just as naive as I was about this whole
right.
thing, explain to the listeners exactly what this means.
A different meaning to global too is diverse. And
right.
what Kelly and I want to do is meet you, the listener, wherever you are, by taking the concept of a magazine, and whereas you have different sections of a magazine, we want our programming to be different and diverse, but
right.
under the umbrella of mercy and grace.
Right.
We have different ideas about health and fitness,
right.
Possibly spirituality, interviews, just so many different sections.
Nutrition. We also have in the works someone with a huge disability, a woman, how she faces life and how she's overcoming obstacles. So, you know, just a viewpoint. I mean, we'll have a little bit of everything to offer.
Right.
It's not just going to be one message. And it's not all going to be quote-unquote spiritual.
Right.
You know?
Right. So no matter what time you tune in to the same link you're on right now, you are going to, you know, you might hear a program on health and fitness, or you might hear a program on, you know, it may be Thrive Weekly Magazine.
Right.
But it's going to be different programs, all based on what
our
we
message.
Have, yes, what we have built Thrive Weekly Magazine on. You can take your career, and you can take your family life, and you can walk out your spirituality.
Yes. It doesn't have to appear to be a spiritual thing
right.
to be your ministry. So
yes.
that's been something that we have focused on over the past 3 years.
Yes.
So you can take any of these jigs and make it your ministry. So
absolutely.
That's why we want to offer, you know, to be a relevant network. We want it to be
yes.
want it to be something that instills hope in your life, whether it's through our show, Thrive
right.
Weekly Magazine, or another broadcast on our network.
Wow.
I know. Crazy.
Sometimes it makes me laugh. Sometimes I'm like freaked out.
Sometimes I cry tears of joy. Sometimes.
I know. I feel so honored to have this voice.
I do too. And, you know, I remember 4 years ago, when I was stepping into a whole different realm of my life and had no idea what it entailed, I did not know that my gym, my career there, that I would open a gym, that I would have that. I had no idea I would be doing a radio show,
right.
a radio network. I had no idea that I would be doing modeling from time to time and different opportunities there. I had no idea, but
right.
I knew that I was battling with something because it was so different. And I remember in prayer one day, as things were starting to open up for me in all of these areas, and thinking, I'm going the wrong way. You know, this doesn't appear to be spiritual. None
yes,
of it.
Yes.
And in prayer, I was agonizing over that because it was all opening up for me.
Right.
And I wanted it, but it didn't appear to be spiritual. So I was praying, God, I will let it all go. None of that. If it is not what you want for me. And I remember God speaking to me almost in an audible voice. I mean, it was just so powerful. He said, I have commanded you to go into all the world and preach the good news of the gospel. And I'm putting you out there. He's putting voice that goes all over the world. And it's not just for a Baptist. It's not just for, this is every religion, no matter that we have a message that I believe can touch the hearts of every walk of life.
Absolutely. And so over a few features with you before we move on. If you're listening to us on your desktop, you'll see that there's a chat window on the right-hand side. I don't know about cell phones. We are accessible on cell phones.
Yay.
RevMedia.tv/radio/thrive-global-network.
That's us.
And you can get us on your cell phone. I'm not sure what it looks like and see, but on the desktop I know there's a chat window on the right. We check that a few times while we're on air. Yes. So if you want to send us a message, give us a shout out, let us know. Be sure to rate us. We have a 1 to 5 star course. We want the 5 star.
Yes, we do. But be honest.
Be honest.
So that we can know what we need to change.
And we'll take constructive criticism. Yeah. You know, if you want to hear more of something and less of something, let us know.
If there are subjects or topics or anything that you're interested in, you know, we have a 24/7 window of time to fill, not just
the
other broadcasts, and we can present that your needs. We want to hear what your needs are. What would you like to hear?
That's right. And also on the bottom of that page, leave your comments.
Yes.
Let us know.
Yes.
That's
we
the place
will
to do it.
These links on our Thrive Facebook page
that
you can access through your phone or, you know, this link to the network. We'll post those on our Thrive Weekly magazine or YouTube.
It will be. Thrive Global Network.
Yeah. Find us on Facebook, Thrive Global Network.
That's right.
And you'll find all the links that you need right there. That's a good start. Then you can get it on your phone or whatever.
And if you're on Facebook with us, you can keep up with all the new changes. And believe me, they're going to be a lot coming.
Yes.
But we want to give you a takeaway. So in our next segment, we're going to talk to you a little bit about change and how you can adapt, sometimes easily, sometimes not so easy. But we'll be right back.
Thrive Weekly Magazine is interested in the spiritual, emotional, and physical aspect of our listeners and has devoted the last segment of each show to health and well-being. As always, before starting a new fitness routine or altering treatments of any kind, please consult your physician. We'll be right back.
Okay, well, this is usually segment where we talk about health and fitness and my right down my alley, but this doesn't necessarily because our announcements. It's not necessarily pertaining to health and fitness.
It could.
It really could. You know, with change is, you know, people always relate change to the negative, but change is anything. You know, you could change jobs, that whatever. It's not always negative. But change is always very unsettling either way, good or bad. So we're going to talk a little bit about change and why we're so resistant to change and why we shouldn't be.
Right.
And, you know, I'll start with the bad. You know, sometimes things change. We're all fearful of that, you know, whether it be a financial situation, a health situation, or it could, you know, endless things. And it changes, our lives change. And I think even with the good changes, you know, whether it's this for us, you know, we are taking on an entire network. That is unsettling. In a good way, but I mean, you know, it is unsettling. You know, maybe it's a move you're making. Maybe you're moving into another city and another state. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. A bad change, but it's the fear of the unknown.
Yes,
you know, the fear of the unknown, that is just what comes about with any change of any sort. So I think that's why we're resistant to change. And, you know, I think that's why we're limited. in our lives, because
right.
we are so fearful of the unknown that we resist change of any
right.
sort. I was reading last night, and I'm going to read this. It's something
okay.
I found online. It says, change is hard. So hard, in fact, that most of us avoid it at all costs. But by avoiding change, we create even bigger problems, such as lost opportunities, broken relationships, myths, or sometimes a wasted life. Millions of people who need to change are drifting along with no real purpose, no joy, feeling as if they're traveling a dead end street. So, you know, that's true. If we never take a chance and step out in faith and just say, you know, what's the worst that can happen, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, if it's not right, you just move on to plan B, you know?
Right.
But you'll never know unless you take the chance and face change.
One of your favorite things you used to tell me is you got to get out of your rut.
Yeah, get out of your rut. Get out of your comfort zone. It's exciting out there. You know, there will be apprehension. There will be nervousness. There will be right thing. Is this right? You know, but if you don't take the chance to see, you'll never know.
Yes.
And you'll never know what life holds for you.
Right.
If you don't step in the change that's waiting for you. God
right.
has so much for every, we all have a purpose for being here. God has purpose for everyone. So he's not, a person has the chance to do something.
Mm-hmm.
If they take the chance.
That's
you know?
Right.
It's
That's
not
right.
about living from day to day, making it through one day, you know, let's just make it through today. You know, sometimes it's like that. You know, sometimes we feel like that. But that's not what life should be about.
No. I don't know which football player it was, but somebody said the abundant life is not on the sidelines.
Right.
You've got to get in there and you know, not be afraid of getting hit, because
That's
we're
right.
here to tell you, if you're doing anything substantially, you know, influential, you're going to get hit. Just go in there with your Band-Aids and,
exactly.
you know, your ointment, and just get ready for
That's
it.
That's right. And you know what? The thing is that we have, you know, with Thrive Weekly Magazine, you know, for 3 years, we've fought for it.
Yes.
You know, we have. But it was something that when you know, and if you have a relationship with God and you pray and you know that He'll keep you on the right track. Mm-hmm. We never could let it go because we knew we weren't
right. Right.
So we kept fighting for it. You know, we kept, you know, that it is worth the fight.
Yes.
If you hang in there and hang, you know, just take those licks every once in a while and keep going.
Yes.
You know, because
yes.
you will be rewarded. You will.
Right. Right. And your midfield is just like ours.
Yeah.
God's got something so and so great for you.
Yes.
Don't hold back. Don't be afraid. Just go for it. Like you said, what's the worst that can happen?
That's right. And I want to read this too. It was part of what I was reading last night. It says, the most important attribute God brings when you're making change is His unconditional love for you.
Mm.
Unlike that of family and friends, His love never wavers. He wants only the best for you. And when change makes you feel as if you're unsettled, as it often does, He stands closest, giving comfort and strength. Sometimes His love is the only thing that gets you through. And that is so true.
It is.
You know, He doesn't always, He'll give you the knowing in your heart that you're where you're supposed to be. But He doesn't always give you clear answers.
Absolutely.
For 3 years, we're fighting for this. We know there's a next step.
Yes.
We didn't know what it was. We didn't know it was this.
Yes.
We wanted to know desperately.
Yes, we did.
What are we fighting for? Worth the fight.
Yes.
But He gave us our answer. He doesn't always give a clear answer, not right away.
And your battle's not in vain.
No.
I mean, honestly, if I had to say it, my battle would be with a paper bag over my face. I could not see my enemy, but I kept getting slugged.
Yes.
And I could not see what I was fighting for.
Yeah.
But God is so faithful, and it's not in vain. So if you're sitting there tonight thinking, man, I feel like I'm going down, and I feel like it's in vain, it's not.
Hang in there and know. And, you know, sometimes my prayers were, God, whatever this thing is that I'm going through, whatever it is for, it just better not be in vain.
Right.
You know, I am fighting this. I'm hanging in there. I'm not giving up.
Well, you would always say, I just want God to use this for some reason.
Yes, yes. And, you know, so if you don't know why you're dealing with something, you know, you may be struggling with change of a negative sort.
Yes.
Or you may be presented with an opportunity that you don't know if it's the right opportunity, or am I on the right path. You know, just just be strong. Mm-hmm. Go for those changes. Know that God's on your side. If it is not the right path, He'll lead you in the right direction.
That's right.
But 99% of the time, if you've been presented with something, you know, I think it's safe to say 99% of the time it is the right thing.
Or you're going to know.
Yeah.
You will know.
Yes. So, and if you're facing negative change, you know, just hold on to God's hand and just count on His love. You know, His love will get you through it. His love will get you through it. And then you can say on the other side of it, I'm going to use this to help someone else.
And right.
That's what it was for, you know.
Right.
And that's the way I like to look at things that are happening negatively. Just like we said, this better be for something. I will use this.
Yes, yes. And we are. Mm-hmm. We are not going to go quietly.
No. We have fought too hard.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
This was the most incredible show.
The best one ever.
We fought for this for 3 years.
And we still did it on less than half a cup of coffee.
No, we're still waiting. Oh, my goodness.
So, and just so you know, Thrive Weekly Magazine is going nowhere. It's still going to be the parent show.
Yeah, of the network.
We are going to be live Wednesday night.
Yes.
We will be here every week, 7 to 7:30.
It will not change.
It will not change. And if you're in the car or at work and you just need to get your Thrive fix, we're here.
Yes, we are.
we are not going anywhere.
This has been great.
I'm loving it.
Our next step,
we finally have it.
Yes, we do. Well, we'll see.
I don't like the way that
sounds. There's the next step, I think.
You guys have a good week. We'll see you next Wednesday for Thrive Weekly Magazine, and we'll be here around the clock for you.
If you enjoyed today's show, drop us a line and let us know. Our email address is thriveradiotalkshow@gmail.com. We are also on Facebook. We have a group page, and that's Thrive Radio Talk Show. Kelly is also on Facebook, Kelly Davis Williams, K-E-L-L-Y-E, Davis Williams, and myself, Mary Nicholson. We will see you next week for another show.
I came to win, to fight.